This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis spoke of an unspeakable tragedy as he toured the site of a deadly train crash on Wednesday. Rescuers scoured through the smoldering, mangled mass of steel on Wednesday in Larissa, Greece, after a passenger train collided head-on with a cargo train. The accident, which took place late Tuesday, threw entire carriages off the tracks and killed at least 36 people in the country's deadliest rail crash in living memory. A Ukraine official says frontline troops may pull back from Bakhmut. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
An advisor to the president says Ukraine's military could retreat from the key eastern stronghold of Bakhmut amid a relentless Russian offensive that sought for months to capture the city. Alexander Rodnyansky says our military is obviously going to weigh up all the options. So far, they've held the city, but if need be, they will strategically pull back. We're not going to sacrifice all of our people just for nothing. The battle for Bakhmut in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region has become a symbol of Ukrainian resistance, with Russian troops taking heavy casualties in a months-long campaign to capture it. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China's President Xi Jinping and Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko called for the soonest possible peace deal for Ukraine at talks in Beijing on Wednesday, the Belarusian state news agency Belta reported. Their summit brought together two of the foreign leaders on whom Russian President Vladimir Putin is most reliant for support as his army struggles to achieve the goals of its year-old invasion. Belta said they issued a joint statement where they issued deep concern about the development of the armed conflict in the European region. This is VOA News. Nigeria's opposition candidates for president say they will challenge the results, declaring the ruling party candidate the winner. Timothy Obuza reports on the likelihood of a new election from Abuja.
Last weekend's presidential election was marked by delays and too many operational issues with the voting machines across the country, according to international observers. There were also reports of election violence, coercion, and manipulation. Rotimi Olawale is a political analyst and co-founder of Youth Hub Africa.
Some of the issues that we witnessed on Saturday are just clean logistic issues.
The opposition political parties want a revote, but Olawale says that will only be possible if the evidence of manipulation presented by the parties is significant enough to have swayed the outcome. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Tunisia's president has some migrants scared to stay in the country after a speech last week called shocking by the African Union and denounced as racialized. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Since Tunisia's president, Kais Saied, announced a crackdown on illegal immigration, many African migrants say their lives have been completely destabilized. The president recently claimed in a speech that there has been a conspiracy to change the country's racial makeup. He ordered security forces to halt illegal immigration and to expel anyone living illegally in Tunisia. Tunisia's Social Rights Forum, a group that works with migrants, said it had documented hundreds of arbitrary arrests, evictions, and violent assaults, including with knives, that police have been slow to respond to.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Basketball Hall of Famer Kobe Bryant's family accepts a nearly $30 million U.S. dollar settlement in the lawsuit over photos from the helicopter crash that killed him, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Attorneys say Los Angeles County agreed to pay Kobe Bryant's widow, Vanessa Bryant, and three of their daughters $13.5 million on top of the $15 million that jurors awarded her at trial in August. County deputies and firefighters had shot photos of the bodies and shared them with others. A county lawyer said the pictures were part of their job, but Vanessa Bryant's lawyer said they were shared as visual gossip. Kobe Bryant, daughter Gianna, and seven others were killed in the 2020 helicopter crash. I'm Julie Walker.
A 31-year-old Toronto man is facing 96 charges related to sexual assault of children in person as well as on social media platforms like Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok, police in Canada said on Wednesday. Follow us online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.